I don't like God. I hate God. God is a, you know, he's, you know, Richard Dawkins saying that he's a masochistic and genocidal and all this other stuff. Those people are going to be judged by the things that they say with their mouth. You know, they're going to be asking for mercy after the fact, but it's going to be too late for them. Too late, reprobate.
Well, 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21 says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. So the Bible, even 2,000 years ago, warned us about these oppositions of science, falsely so called, that there'd be false science. I mean, there's people teaching that, you know, we can explore strange new worlds like Star Trek, and they basically believe a science fiction based science. And, you know, even just the things that they teach in evolution are falsely so called science. It says in verse 21, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. So these false scientists and the things that they perpetuate, you know, can cause Christians to stumble because they're teaching them as facts. We live in a time where, you know, science is being called truth that's not actually real science. And that is the main problem with evolution, the Big Bang. And, you know, they just have no evidence to back it up. You know, dogs are still producing dogs. Cats are still producing cats. And, you know, obviously there's variations within kinds, but you'll never find an intermediate fossil because they just don't exist, because it's just not true. You know, God flooded the world 4,400 years ago and killed every single living thing on the planet. And the only thing that survived was two of each kind of animal on Noah's Ark. And his family got off that boat and they repopulated the world. And the animals that were on that ark repopulated the face of the earth. And that's where you see different kinds of animals. God specifically said that he made things to bring forth after their own kind and after their own sort. Because there's different, you know, cats don't produce dogs. But that's what science, modern day, falsely so-called, wants us to believe, that, you know, a plant made a human, or a plant transformed from, you know, basically they believe that it rained on the earth for billions of years on the rocks, and they believe a primordial soup and two things that could procreate came out and have made all the different living species that we have on the face of the planet. I mean, it's a fairy tale. And to say that everything that came from a rock, that rain came upon it, is just, they want to talk about Christianity being a fairy tale and being a phony story, but look at what they believe. You have to have a lot more faith to be an atheist than you do to have to be a Christian.